Okay, so today we're going to talk about this book that I read. Lydia actually picked it up at Manifest. It was in the storefront, right, Lyd?
It was in the Sound Concepts
booth.
On sale for $4.99.
Yeah, it's called The Art of Significant Network Marketing. It's an audiobook and study guide by Dan Clark. It's based on the 12 highest universal laws discussed in Dan's best-selling book, The Art of Significance: Achieving the Level Beyond Success. So what I did, I actually noticed that his best-selling book talks about the 12 highest universal laws. I actually typed up those as well and attached them as a last page of your outline with some overview, some information on that. And if we get to it, we'll review those. But in the front of his book, because this book was really based on, you know, network marketing, he says achieving the level beyond success in your direct sales business, I chose to do the overview on the 12 fundamental truths that he puts in his book on network marketing. So that's what we're going to be reviewing today in our overview. So and you have 1 through 12. We're going to go through one at a time. And then, again, if we have time, I'll do an overview of the 12 highest universal laws as well. All right. So first of all, successful people get what they think they want at the moment. Significant individuals want what they get, so they do not die with the music still in them. So first of all, the concept here, it's kind of confusing. When I read this, I was confused. But I sat with it, and I just kind of drove it. The first thing you want to recognize is, what is your music, okay? Does everybody get, when people talk about the music still in you, it really is a concept of, what are you doing here on this planet? What do you feel like your main purpose here is on this planet? And what is it that you feel is important that you need to be communicating or creating in your lifetime? So what we really need to do is look at, what is that all about for me? And that's an in-depth analysis for everybody to do, some self-analysis to say what's the most important for me, that I make sure that when somebody puts me 6 feet under, that I feel like my message was delivered, or I really lived the life that I really, you know, I really was called to do. And so that's what you want to look at. Because so many of us have directions in our life that we really feel are so critically important in terms of, you know, what's my legacy that I'm leaving. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, have written 12 books and you're going to change the whole world. It's just, what is it to you personally? What does that inner self tell you, that inner music that you really want to make sure gets heard? So doing a, you know, I tell people sometimes, just do a deep dive and figuring that out in yourself. And what holds us back from even looking for the music that's inside of each one of us? A lot of times it's we get too discouraged. We allow our life path, whatever it's been to date, to be an excuse why we don't want to dig in there, because, you know, we get disappointed. It's negative to us. It causes us to be sad, perhaps because of what we haven't accomplished. I want you to set aside. Here's my approach to your concerns about that. If that's what's coming up for you, I want you to recognize this. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. Just write that down. And the one really clear thing is, we can't do anything about our past. You can't change it. It existed. It happened. Whatever's happened yesterday or a week ago or 10 years ago or 25 years ago, you know what? It's done. It's happened. Now, can you go back and make amends with people and rebuild relationships or do things to correct some of the things? Yeah, but you can't change the past as it existed. So why are you allowing it to rob you of your future? That's a good question. So if you can answer that one, then you're a better person than I am, because I don't understand why anyone would allow anything that transpired in their past to rob their future. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. So pursue that music inside of you, right? And then look at, so what is that desire in your heart? And dream about it. What would you like to accomplish in your lifetime? A life goal, and never give up on it. Allow that to be your focal point. Allow that to be something that you concentrate on. And it might be a variety of things. There might be 4 or 5 things on that list, but typically there's one core one that just kind of groups them all together and says, this is what I would like my legacy to be known for, right? This is, and it's not that you're going to be somebody that's written up in famous books for as famous people during your era. It's just because each one of us is famous within our own realm of influence. And so what is that? What do we want to be famous for within our own sphere of influence, right? So anyway, so set your goals for 1 month. And people, because a lot of times we get discouraged, right? We get discouraged because it's so big and we can't conquer it. So I just tell people little bites, right? Instead of you know, you look at moment to moment, what do I want to create? And that's what gets you to that big vision that you might have in your life. It's, you know, so create goals for 1 month today, this is bite size, and then keep your eyes on the prize. Whatever you establish is that the music that you want people to hear from you, whatever that result is, that's what the eye is on the prize. So meeting your desires in the moment will create momentum for the long term. So as you set bite-sized goals, you can even say each day. My suggestion for some of you would be each day. What's my bite-sized goal for the day, right? I want to be successful and significant, right? So my bite-sized goal is that I talk to at least one person every day about Manatech, either the income opportunity and or the products every day. Talk to one person every day about them. Every day. And every one of you can do that. We all have the capacity to do that. Why don't we do it? Because it's easier not to. So your life is about easy, right? Kind of like when I get up every morning. Is it easier for me to stay in bed at 6 o'clock, 10 to 6 every morning, and snooze for another hour, hour and a half? Or is it easier for me to get out of bed and go work out at the gym? For me, there's no choice. It's like, I know what that does when I work out every morning at 6 o'clock and what a difference it makes in how I feel the rest of the day. So why would I opt out of it? It makes, because it's painful, because I my brain once in a while tries to convince me not to do it. Stop it. Get rid of the noise in your head that's stopping you from being the best you can be. Become a significant, successful human being. So, and never allow anything that happens rob you of your vision, right? Things happen in our life, accept it and move on. Things happen, accept it, move on. There will always be disappointments in your life. I can guarantee you that. So it's not about it's how you respond to them that makes or breaks your life for you. So look at your response. Number two, it is not enough to say, I will do my best. He says, we must succeed in doing that which is necessary to win. We must succeed. So the attitude is what gets you across the finish line. I'm all in, totally committed to create this result. And some of you go, well, that's really hard. I want to create a result. I'm going to be platinum presidential. Well, why don't you break it down into bite size, right? And where do we start with that? We go back to bite size can be I talk to one new person every day about Manatech, whether it's products or business opportunity, every day. One a day. It's like taking a multiple vitamin, one a day, right? Of course, we know the one a days are all synthetic, but so we might go four a day if you're taking Phytomatrix. But the idea is that every day we do that. Every day you take Ambertose, every day you can go share with somebody somewhere because people are desperate today for health and they're desperate for finances. And you have a solution for both. Right? So always take that win attitude, right? It's just, you know, we want to do what it's necessary to win. If you don't believe in it, it will never happen. So you want to look at your Manatech business site, what you want to create, whatever that is. So make a choice. I'm just going to suggest everybody on the call today, again, look at what are my choices? What am I going to create over the next 30 days? You can even start with what am I going to create over the next 10 days? I have 10 more days in this month after today to what? Or really 11, right, because it's the 20th. We have 11 days that we can create whatever results we choose for the month of May. So what does that look like for you? What are you going to create? That's a short-term goal, and just fix on a short-term goal. By the end of May, what do you want to create? And don't be ridiculous about it. Take bite size again, but just start doing it, right, and establish wins in your life. So it's just critically important that we do it. Define the word win for you, and again, plan. Make a plan. Make a commitment. Make a plan. Failure to plan is a plan to fail. We never heard that before. And the second one was succeed at what is important now. That's what he said. Succeed at what is important now. Okay, so let's talk about what is important right now. Right now, what is important is there's a purge coming up. that triggers on Saturday. So you want to be totally prepared for the purge. So some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, how do I combine that with my commitment I just made to contact one person every day? Easy. You got a whole list of your purge people. Now you got a ton of people you can contact this week. So it's not one a day. Maybe you contact 10 a day. Maybe you contact, I mean, some of us are, we're going to watch a purge happen like it's never happened before because we're going to lose 500 people, right? Some of you have small organizations, you're going to lose 5. But the idea is you have to know who they are. So that's why we give out the information that we do and exactly how to tackle that. And the links are all there, North American Facebook page. I told you, if you don't know, you can always go into All About Manatech. You know, Bob Adam has done a great job giving us an outline of step-by-step how to print off our purge list so we all know of it. And you always want to work with your upline, the active upline, when you're doing these things to make sure that you're not stepping on other people's toes that might be doing it underneath you, right? So everybody works together. So right now, purge is important, and you can combine that with your success. You can also win Costa Rica trip through the purge because you have all these people that are being purged, and guess what? You can bring them back in, and they're treated as brand-new associates, brand-new associates. Now, Lydia, is it right that it's brand-new after they're purged, not before? So the idea is if you contact all those people and you talk about what's going to happen, you go, let's bring you in new, okay? You want to bring them in new next Monday after the purge takes place. So you just go, great, let me put your order in on Monday, and this is where I'm going to place you, and you can place them anywhere you want. Now, you don't want to hurt people who are making money off of them, but, of course, these people were all stopped ordering in the last 12 months to 3 years. So you're really not hurting anybody, but you want to respect the relationship that might have been going on, especially if there's somebody who's a business builder underneath you. Don't ruin that relationship. You can just help them do it, right? And maybe help them win the Costa Rica trip. So great opportunities here. I think it's awesome. So that's number two. Number three, today you have never been this old before. Oh, when I read that, I was like, oh, that means every day I'm getting older, and that's very true. I said, the alternative ain't so hot. You could be dead and not get older the next day, right? So this is a blessing that every day I get older. Today you will never be this young again, all right? So I will never be this young again as of today. So right now matters. So what does that do? It puts a perspective on our day. So if you need to type that up and put it on your wall so you look at it, I also call it the analysis that is that was done by Clemmer and Associates called First Day, Last Day. This is the first day of the rest of my life. It's the last day of my prior existence, right? First day, last day. So what does that mean to you? A lot of different things. It's about taking on a new attitude, about looking at today as the first day. When we look at first days of things, we get excited about them. There's an enthusiasm and an attitude shift. So look at each day as the first day of the rest of your life. We can't always control what happens, right? But what you can control is what happens next. And that's the thing to look at, right? When we work our plans and unexpected things happen in our lives, we can't, you know, prevent those things from happening for the most part. I mean, we do cause some things that we should be more thoughtful about that don't need to happen. But when things, unexpected things happen to us, we really can't control that. But we absolutely can control how we respond, right? How we respond. And that's a critical aspect of how we live our lives. I just did a huge training the other day about something called victim responsible, and some of you are familiar with that training, and it has to do with how we choose to respond to things. We can either go victim to something that happens to us. In other words, it's everybody else's fault. We can blame it on somebody else, but because they are the ones that triggered the problem and blah, 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 and we can hang in that mentality. Which, yeah, a lot of you like, yeah, Lydia just said Manatech's fault. A lot of us like to pinpoint fault on the company. Oh, it's the company's fault. It's the company that did this. We like to do that. Does that get you anywhere in life? Never. In fact, I'm going to suggest to you that it robs you of your life. When you start getting into the blame game, you lose. Automatically, you lose. And you go, no, but Mary Jo, I win because it wasn't my fault. No, no. Get out of the blame game. Stuff happens. Every day stuff's going to happen that you had nothing to do with, but it can impact you in a negative way. The problem is if we look at it from the perspective of being victimized by somebody, now we're robbed twice. We're robbed from the event, and we're robbed again by our attitude. and our attitude of victim will hold you back. You get to have all the pity parties in the world, and you get to feel sorry for yourself, but it's never going to catapult you forward. So what's your option? Choose responsible. Stand in it from a perspective. And responsible doesn't mean you're at fault. It means what? You're able to respond. So working from that perspective, right? Able to respond. Whatever Mantic does, you know what? I'm able to respond. Some of you guys still are claiming that the change in the comp plan significantly impacted your income. It did to me as well. I can either stand in victim or I can stand in responsible. I'm able to respond. What do I need to do? I need to go out there and shift my direction and build again to get back the income I used to make. Ta-da, next. Because wallowing in the negative impact of what happened isn't going to serve me in terms of allowing me to have the financial status that I had before the comp plan change. All right, so get it clear, clarity on victim responsible. So wherever you see yourself pointing a finger or getting mad at somebody, and most of the time in Manatech it's about corporate or upline, how can you shift? Make a list of all the things that you are victimized by in Manatech that you see that, and then in the column across from it, write down, how do I choose responsible, able to respond, right? Number four, the definition of selling is the transference of, which is relationship selling. Never making a sales pitch and always sharing a serve pitch as a problem-solving advisor who cares about friends and their families. This gets back to that core concept that we all have within us, that we know and we've heard this 100 times. In fact, when I started network marketing 20-some years ago, I remember learning this in my first year. And it went just like this. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. So instead of making a sales pitch, make a serve pitch. How do I serve this person? How do I best provide something invaluable for them in their lives? So how am I going to serve them? And hard selling never works. Did you ever notice that? If you're out there really pushing Ambertos or Catalyst or Impact Plus, do you ever notice that it doesn't seem to work very well? So what does work is the fact of standing in what we call empathy. Empathy is a situation where we care about the other person. We want to listen. And how can we care about them if we don't listen to them, right? We need to find out what their position is. Where are they in life? What is their need? Because if you can meet somebody's own perceived need, you're 10 times more likely to market to them than if you are telling them what they need, right? Which has little chance. Because now you're pushing them around and you're just being bossy and you're trying to shove something in their face, whereas you find out what their concerns are and then you provide them with a possible solution for that. Wow. Now you're helpful and you're serving people. So that's what we look at. Empathy, again, showing tremendous empathy. That just means you listen. Empathy can come across in many ways. One of the most important is how you listen. Be with listening, that you really are with them. You're not listening with other things, trying to figure out how you're going to respond or coming from I need to be right or all the nonsense we put in terms of our listening skills, which most people don't have very many listening skills because unless you went into professional counseling, you were never trained how to listen to someone else. That training doesn't come in junior high and high school or college unless you go into a counseling type role. And typically, how do we learn how to listen? We learn from our parents. So we just duplicate their bad behavior. So unless you had terrific listeners as parents, you don't have much of a shot. And trust me, with 4 kids in 3.5 years, my parents were horrible. Or I should say my mother was a horrible listener. My dad was much better, but my mom was horrific. And I just so happened to spend more time with mom because she was around all the time and picked up very bad listening behavior myself. Influenced by that. I don't go victim to her because I figured it out in my life and shifted. But we want to show empathy. So be a great listener, be with, listen to what they have to say, and then take into account. Truly listening means you hear it and you go back and say, wow, so what, do you have any plans, what you're going to do about that? You know, I ask people that sometimes when they tell me about an autoimmune condition or whatever, and they can tell me what their goal is. And I said, well, listen, you know, about 20 years ago I came across this incredible breakthrough in nutritional science and seen remarkable changes in people's lives over a glyconutrient-based product. Have you ever heard of glyconutrients? And then I start doing a little introduction to them. and either get them more information. I don't try to say, sign up right now, let's buy it right now. And I let them get anxious to buy it right now. I don't need to be the anxious with them. But again, be empathetic. Be with listening, as I said. Take a listening class to be the best you can be. Find their issue and then offer a solution. Don't tell people what they need. We just reviewed all of that. That's what we call a serve pitch instead of a sales pitch. Number five, we become the average of the five people we associate with the most. Wow. Who do you spend? Right now, just take a piece of paper out. Who are the five people you spend the most time with on a weekly basis? Who are they? And write those five people down. Guess what? You can't include, you know, your family members, direct family members, because that's automatic for everybody. So it's outside the realm of your direct family. Who are the five people you spend the most time with? Some of you might say, well, Mary Jo, I give you an hour a week, so that's a lot of time because I don't give anyone else that much. Or you might be on, you know, Wendy Kramer's or the Zoom Up, what is it called? Something Zoom Up to... Team Up to Zoom. Sorry, I always get it backwards. I like the word Zoom for some reason. Team Up to Zoom, or you might be listening to the Thurston's call. I told Mantic the other day, I said, you realize a lot of Mantic associates have 3 hours of teaching and training every single Monday through three different presidentials. But that's great because it's good stuff you get, and we all kind of do a different approach to it. But the idea is that what? We want to get clarity from people that we value, right? And we want to value people that, what, are more successful than we are. So you want to hobnob with people that have greater success. I teach this and train this in my self-development courses I'm doing right now through my Global Mindset Mastery classes. And it's amazing the difference in people's lives when they start surrounding themselves with people that typically would, quote-unquote, intimidate them. And that's why we don't spend time with them, because we don't want to be intimidated. We don't want to show up that we're you know, the lesser one in this, and that's how we define ourselves. When we're not lesser, we just don't have the experience that somebody else has. So why not tap into them as friends? And you go, well, Mary, how do you tap into somebody? Why would they want to associate with me? And I go, because they love to be served. So if you find in some way that you could serve them, or you can join clubs like Rotary Clubs and other things where you're going to be rubbing elbows with highly successful people, that's a move you need to make. And that will change your life as well. Find people you're intimidated by and see that, like I said, how they can serve them, because they're looking for being served. And then there's the famous crab story. Some of you might understand that one. You know, they say if you put five or six crabs in a jar, and one of the crabs, it's very much like us in our little comfort zone of our neighborhood or our church or our community atmosphere we have, whatever that is going on for you, and everybody kind of gets along really well, and they're kind of in the same milieu, and they have similar struggles, ups and downs, and all that kind of stuff, and all of a sudden one of the group says, wow, I'm going to go apply for this job to be vice president and general counsel of this company, blah, 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 and everybody freaks out in the community. Instead of being supportive for that person, what do? The fear of loss is so great in us as human beings that we can't even be excited and support somebody to move on because we fear the loss. It happens from a human perspective, but what's really evident, if you want to do an experiment, put five crabs in a jar and watch what happens when one of those crabs starts trying to crawl out of the jar. The other crabs grab onto him and pinch his legs and bring him back down. It's the famous crab story. And we do it as people. We don't. And it's not that we can't be excited about somebody, you know, moving on in life. That we're just, our fear of loss is so much greater than our support for them gaining. Amazing how we operate as people. So you want to have zero fear of loss. You want to go out there and you want to support your people to be the best they can. And that happens in network marketing, what you want to do. I would be overwhelmingly blessed if five people underneath me became platinum presidential directors. I'd love to have that check match, right? I mean, so what is the fear that somebody might do better than you will? Absolutely none. I pray for that day to happen. I wish it would happen. So we want to work and support people to be the best they can be, acknowledging we have our own limitations, and there are going to be people that do better than we do. All right? So, but we want to raise ourselves up, hang around people that are better than we are so we can improve ourselves. Number six, wealth flows through you, not to you. And that's, you can get anything you want in life by helping enough others to get what they want. And that really is network marketing in a nutshell, because you will earn more if you help the people in your organization get more, right? It's a classic concept of our business model. So it's so true. And so you always want to look at, how can I be a giver and not a taker? How do I be a giver and not a taker to the people I surround myself with in my business? Number 7, we attract what we believe we deserve. Wow. In business opportunities, in our pursuit of living the elevated life unlimited that we dream about, and especially in our relationships. Okay, this is a crucial point, because our beliefs are what control us and hold us back in life. And so when you get that clarity, now what can you do next? That's when you start shifting your belief system. Believe that you can be a presidential director, or a silver presidential, or a gold presidential, or bronze presidential, whatever it is. And some of you might be looking at right where you are right now and say, Mary Jo, I just want to believe I can get to executive director. Great. Believe it. Start believing in it. But don't bite off too small either. I mean, you can say, I can get to executive. Well, by when? And then perhaps you put something, I can get to this by this time period. So you build a bigger, but you focus on bite-sized goals. We attract what we believe we deserve. I deserve it. And that's what we'll start attracting in our lives. So if you believe you deserve to be a gold executive or a gold director or a presidential director, guess what happens? You're going to start attracting it. So how do I shift that? I have to shift my mental mindsets where I'm beating up on myself, or I see all the downsides, or I see all the negatives. And that, again, typically, where does it go? Into our past. You have a backpack on your back that you're wearing, and it collected all these rocks through your life that are just weighing you down with all this negativity stuff. You have a great story. You can tell your story. Get rid of that. And I'm not talking about your story about magic. I'm talking about the story of why life hasn't worked out for you. Throw it away. You know what you ought to do? You ought to take a bunch of toilet paper, bundle it all up, and as a kind of a concept, a formal approach to showing how you're going to throw away all that negative, throw it in the toilet, into the toilet, and flush the toilet, and say, be gone. Past is gone. All that negative thinking, stinking thinking, gone. Get rid of it. So come from a perspective of what? We deserve it. Forgive ourselves. Release the past negative feelings. You can't do anything about the past, but you can build an awesome future. So choose it, believe it, and now go out and make it happen, whatever it takes. Number 8, under pressure, you don't step up your game. Rather, you succumb to the level of your preparation, training, and practice. You know how people say that all the time? I know that expression. Under pressure, you need to step up your game. And he's suggesting in his book, he says, don't do that. Just fall into your level of preparation, training, and practice. Understand what you've put into it. Don't allow pressure to rob you because you've made this investment of all of this prep time, training, and practice, and now just rely on that. And when we look at Manatech, what is that about? Learning those 4 core skills. I cannot emphasize that enough. Until you give yourself an A+ on all 4 of those core skills that we teach every Saturday morning, and we've been doing it for 3-4 years at all of our Saturday trainings here at corporate headquarters, we always teach the 4 core, right? Building your list, contacting invite, doing appreciation, follow up, and close. That's those 4 core. You become an expert at that. You give yourself an A+ on that. In fact, I'm going to ask you, when this call is over, I want you to rate yourself. Give yourself a grade on that. And that's what you want to do, because that's the preparation, training, and practice that will catapult your business forward. But if you don't do that because you think network marketing is easy, you fall into a trap. And it's the same trap. You go, well, Mary Jo, you didn't fall into that trap. You just came in. And I go, no, I failed at network marketing for the first about a year, 9 months. For the first 6 months, for sure, I was a disaster. I think I signed up like 4 people in the first 6 months, and I was trying to do it as a business. That was crazy. But I didn't have the training. I just thought, well, I'm a lawyer by profession. Look at all my accolades, all my degrees, everything that I've accomplished in life. Surely I can do network marketing, right? Wrong. This is a profession. Treat it as a profession. Honor and respect the skill set required to be the best you can be. And when I started doing that, totally changed my route. I became presidential director in a year and a half. Crazy. But I had to discipline myself to become educated again, right? So and you can't rely on your preparation, training, and practice if you don't have it. You got to put the time and energy into that and commit to being the best you can be no matter what. Nothing to stop you. Don't let anything stop you. Number 9, those who wonder if the glass is half empty. I like this one too. I'd never heard this before. Those who wonder if the glass is half empty or half full have missed the point. It's refillable. Isn't that great? Now, where does the glass half empty or half full mean? Well, it's an attitude we take, and we always tell people, don't ever look at a glass as half empty, because it's what we look at losses. We focus on the negative. So you look at a glass, and we go, wow, my glass is half full. It's about taking on a positive attitude instead of a negative attitude. But he's kind of silly when he says the concept is it's all refillable. And, of course, I can fill up that glass anytime I want. That empowers you to believe that you can do anything. Knowing always that if I lose this customer, you know what? There's always another day. There's always another customer. There's always another partner right around the corner. Always. Just go out and find them. Get back into the habit of every day I share Manatech in one way or another with at least one person every day. And, of course, he also mentioned do not sweat the small stuff. There's a great book out there on that, and that's where we get caught up on little things, little issues, a lot of which we have no control over, like perhaps corporate stuff, and we just got to let it go. It's like, let it go. If it's to be, it's up to me, right? I need to be working my business. Whatever Manatech does, they do. I have unsurpassed capability to create whatever I choose in my network marketing business. Write that statement down. I have unsurpassed capability to do whatever I choose to do in my network marketing business. Because you do. And it's not dependent on Manatech. It's dependent only on one thing. You. Your energy and effort. So we can't go negative. We stay positive. We always go out and do the best we can. We talk to each and every person we can possibly talk to. We show tremendous empathy, and we try to support them to make great decisions in their life, and the chips will fall where they fall. Number 10, most people hate their jobs. That's true. And that statistically is true, and only look forward to Friday. How many people do you know that can't wait till Friday comes? They can't wait till Friday comes because then they get the whole weekend to themselves. They get to choose whatever they want to do. No one controls their time. The problem is we should be looking forward to Monday. Why? Because people get confused. They think they're paid by the hour instead of paid for the value they bring to that hour. The more value I bring to the hour, that's what I get paid on. And that's the same way in networking. When we do our network marketing company, our business with Manatech, what is it? We get paid not for the hour, we get paid for the value we bring. The contribution we make in other people's lives. And sometimes we go above and beyond the call of duty. You come from that heart of contribution. One of my people that I just signed up in Manatech, and she's taking $200-some worth of products every single month, right? And she said to me the other day, 2 weeks ago, she was telling me about her son's, you know, a junior in high school, and his math tutor's out of town, and he has to take all these tests 2 weeks from now. And she says, I'm freaking out, Mary Jo, because I don't have any idea how to find help for Spencer, da-da-da-da. And she was telling me all these things. And you know what? I said, you know what? My whole family are like math geniuses. My brother's got a PhD. My sister's got degrees in artificial intelligence and computer science. And I was like, I took calculus classes in college because I could sleep through them and five credit classes and get A's just by showing up to take an exam. I said, let me help them. So I went in. Why did I have to do that? I didn't have to do anything. I heard one of my people in my organization frustrated, and I came from solution. Now, it took me about 5 hours to understand the new math, which I think is half crazy. But anyway, so I spent about 4 or 5 hours with her son over the last 5 days helping him understand and be the best he can be so he could do well in his tests. Now, that's just contribution. Do you think this woman in my organization is ever going to quit taking the products? Do you think she's ever going to abandon Mary Jo as a friend? You know, this is who we are. How can we step up? And if some of you are on the call today and you're going, oh, but Mary Jo, I would never be able to teach math, right? Yeah. And I don't blame you if you don't want to tackle the new math. That's really crazy stuff. I learned things that I really didn't care if I ever learned in my life in the last 5 days. But the importance is how do we help people solve the problems at hand? How are we contributing and pouring into people's lives? That is what we do to build relationships, and that is what we do to ensure that we have incredible commitment from people that we care about in our lives. And every single one in your organization should be somebody that fits that position. When you treat people with that much honor and respect, guess what? You'll get it coming back tenfold. So anyway, great. So understand that you are paid by the contribution you make to other people's lives. Quit looking at your silly check and focus on what you're creating for others in your organization. What are you doing today to help your organization? What is that? You know, what is it? Like, how many of you took the new study that came out on the polysaccharide supplement giving marathon runners an immune boost, and how many of you wrote up a message to all your downline on what they can do with that new information, how exciting it is, and then steps on what you can do? I do that all the time. When something new comes out, that's one of the first things I do is I blast it out there. I get it out there. And I go to people that are specific to the industry. Do you have any marathoners in your organization? I have some people that are triathletes, and so they host triathlon events, and I said, let me draft up a summary of these phenomenal results from this study. And I put at the bottom, here, click for more information on Ambertos. Click here if you'd like to buy. Click here if you want a personal consult with a free consult with certified nutritionist. So that's all the person, all they do is they read it and they can decide what they want to do, because that's what people are, they want to either buy or they want to find out more information or they want to consult. And I set that up for one of my bigwigs who's got lists of 4,000 people. So we're going to send that out. But how many of us think about doing those things? You got to think, be creative on how you can contribute to people's lives in your organization and step up and make that happen for them. That's what we want to do. So, you know, and when you look at the world today, everybody's looking for better health. Everybody's looking for more income. And we have an internal, you know, weather vane inside of each and every one of us that truly, I believe, comes from God, that we're all wanting to make a difference in the world. We want to make life better for other people. And then the beauty of being a Manatecher is just what we do every Monday morning is we're a part of a community. You guys are part of my community. You're important to me. I'll never let you down. You've never seen Mary Jo miss Monday calls, right? And it takes a lot of time and energy to put these together every single week for 20 years. but I love it, because it's coming from contribution. So go out there and make a difference in your community, you know, and make a difference for people, and be at that core of saying, I'm never going to stop sharing. And then 11, courage is being scared to death but saddling up anyway. I love that. No one can intimidate you if you don't allow it. I love coming across people that are brighter, smarter, you know, more, you know, successful than I am. I love that. Why? Because I understand that rubbing elbows with people that are more successful, it only allows me to reach a higher level of success as well. So, and I always tap into it as what can I learn from them? Because being intimidated by somebody never will allow you to be open to learn. You're just going to come from a fear, a case of fear, or you're going to be scared instead of what? Being open to learn. So what if you don't look so bright about somebody who's twice as smart as you are? Who cares? Who cares? I love it when people approach me when I go do my public speaking now, and they approach me and they go, Mary Jo, do you think you could be a mentor to me around this and this? And I said, sure, I could give you some time, but if you want some private coaching, you know, go to my website to get that. But it's just a wonderful honor to be able to step into people's lives. And that's what you want to do. You want to You want to step into other people's lives that you can help, and you want to go after a higher caliber. Surround yourself with what? Five people, the five people you spend most time with. What? You want them to be, you know, multimillionaires or very successful people in whatever endeavors they are, or people you really admire and respect who are going to help you be the best you can be. Okay? So have that courage. You got to be able to wipe it away and say, I don't care what it makes me feel like. It's going to be all uncomfortable the first few times I do it, but you know what? I'm going to get so used to it, it's going to be automatic. And then number 12 for him was Simon Sinek says, the goal is not to do business with everybody who wants what you have. I don't know. I thought when I read this, I was like, I want to do business with everybody who wants what I have. I want to do business with all those people. So that statement kind of threw me off. The goal is to do business only with those who believe what you believe, so they choose you, not just someone who does what you do. Does that make some sense to some of you? Some of it is saying this, that what is you are the intangible, right? You're the intangible. What is your commitment to work with other people? If you're not expressing that intangible in some way, shape, or form in how you're coming across the people that you're trying to get involved in Manatech, sorry, you're going to have a hard time getting them to jump on board with you. Because there are 101 offerings out there. So what makes you different? What makes this opportunity distinctive from all the other ones out there? It's you. You're the intangible. Right? So you want to be the one that steps in their life and you're able to allow them to dream again and believe again in themselves in creating whatever that vision is that they've had in their lives. They may have masked it over. They may have buried it 10 feet deep. They may never have had one. But you're there to help them resurface that or surface for the first time and then a pathway to get there. And that's what we have to offer in our incredible business that we have for other people, right? Network marketing. Okay, people, that's it on the call. Oh, it's 11 o'clock. I attached, by the way, at the back of the outline, the 12 highest universal laws. You can look at those yourself. That's also covered in this book. But great stuff. Just a little tweaky because it's a little different than what my normal, you know, thought process was. So I liked how he kind of tweaked my brain a little bit with some of these concepts and principles. But it really is about how we can be the best in our network marketing business. And hopefully it gave you some insights. I'd go back and re-listen to the call maybe, or at least as you were listening to it the first time, maybe circled a few things that made sense to you. Where am I coming up short with my approach to my network marketing business? And maybe highlight that and say, okay, I'm going to work on those principles this week. I'm going to really put those as top because, you know, we have goal lists of our to-do list. And I always have told you all along, for those of you who have been with me for a long time, you know, I also have a to-be list. What's the beingness characteristic that I need to step into more of? What do I need more of in my life and how my beingness is? Is that somebody that has more passion and compassion for other people, somebody who is a greater listener? What is my beingness that I want? And always have something on your list, your to-do list. Always have a beingness concept that you are working on so you move yourself forward in that way as well. All right, everybody, any questions from the field? Any comments, questions? We have a quiet group today, Lyd.
Great. Hey, Dave. Good morning. It's Dave.
Hey, great Dave.
Great call. You, thank you.
Yeah? Something great, strike you there? Did you have some kind of like ouches during my presentation this morning, Dave?
Yeah, amazing.
Oh, okay.
Four.
Yeah. I don't want you to stop listening to me just because it's painful. Okay. It's not meant to be painful. It's just meant to be honest, open, and good communication to help everybody move forward, right? Be the best.
Absolutely. And thanks.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks, Dave. Anyone else?
No.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. And don't remember, next week, no call because it's Memorial Day. Woohoo!